From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In London today, commemorations 1 year after deadly suicide bombings hit the heart of the city. In Regent's Park, Londoners gathered to remember the victims. The BBC's Peter Donaldson read the names of the 52 people who were killed.
At Aldgate, Lee Basden, Benedetta Chacha, Richard Ellery, Richard Martin Gray, Anne Moffat.
At noon, the tolling of Big Ben signaled 2 minutes of silence observed across the country. The four bombers blew themselves up during the morning commute, targeting 3 subway trains and a double-decker bus. Londoner Rachel North is one of those who survived. At 8:50 a.m. on that day, she was on her way to work, riding a train on the Piccadilly line.
There was a tremendous force or blow to my head. I was too close to the bomb to hear the bang. Everything went black, and I found myself on the ground, covered in bodies of people, and the bodies were alive and they were wriggling.
More than 700 people were injured that day. The investigation continues into how the attack was carried out and whether the bombers were associated with Al-Qaeda. In a video released today, an Al-Qaeda leader says that 2 of the 4 suicide bombers spent time at an Al-Qaeda camp.